I wrote this poem for the educational system, so I want you to listen with open hearts. I'm not here to split your hearts open. Because this poem has no hook. I don't have any intention of catching any fish. Because I dated Junibe for four good years, but she cheated on me with those lecturers. So if I was to score the educational system in Nigeria, she wouldn't make an A. For they say make hay when sun shines to make up for rainy days, but tell that to A student who graduated top in class with nothing to show for it. Because what is learnt in school is not applicable in society. I tell you, it is subtraction that after school one finds himself where his knowledge doesn't add to the labor market. For when you are hungry, you understand how economics work. You understand the law of diminishing return when your income is less than your expenditure. And your bills get bigger like pregnancy, even if you divide both sides by two, there's still no way out of this bankruptcy. To get the circumference of life circle, take pi as 22 over 7. It is not a sweet pie anyway, but you will discover that some things go up but never come down, like the price of goods and the price of love. So if I was to score the educational system in Nigeria, she wouldn't make a B. But how can a system teach you what you don't want to be? You become a barber after studying 4 years to become a banker, then read engineering to end up driving a tanker. We know life has not been fair, but does it have to be so mean? Learning is fun, not to that student who is not reading the course of his choice. So I stand here today to tell you that if I was to score the educational system in Nigeria, she wouldn't make a C. Why do the government act like they don't see that education is failing? Or is it too hard an arithmetic they can't solve? If you understand how further this mathematics work, you will know why graduates can't speak fluent English. So when employment is far from you like sky from sea, you will understand that the economy is different from the economics taught in school. So you economize, because who is to blame is always the government. You may lose your morals and everything you were taught in CROS, but you have to survive. And even your partner may no longer feel the chemistry in your relationship. Then love becomes another science you try to comprehend, like student trying to understand why physics said what goes up must come back to earth. If you must have children, you have to take care of them, because biology taught reproduction and now offspring feed off the parents, even if you have to take to agriculture to pay rent, though the geography may not be favorable. Survival is all that matters. Even if it means dropping your certificate and taking to business, just take into account that life is another literature one has to learn to live. So if I was to score the educational system in Nigeria, she wouldn't make a D. For if we knew then what we know now, there are some things we may not have to deal. If only we were taught the importance of being honest, there wouldn't be so much bribery and corruption. But even if you need something as small as a bird's nest, you may not get it if you don't have connection. If only we were taught that there is no perfection in love, it's a 50-50% share. Both parties have to understand that 1 plus 1 makes a perfect square, that the journey to love is not always a smooth path. It's a walk you take step by step, even if you have no cars. So if I was to score the educational system in Nigeria, she would definitely make an F, because it didn't pass this course of letting students know that failure is success in disguise and not a curse. Then they tell you, do it over and over again when you fail, but they don't teach you how. They failed you, not because you are dull, but because they refuse to see the genius in you. One who failed has gone to the extreme. Because alphabetically, after F, we have G, and G stands for genius. So take a rocking chair, relax and imagine. Then you will understand that the knowledge you have, life taught you. School made you realize that life is the greatest teacher, yet it fought you. What's the essence of going to school if at the end of schooling you don't get schooled? Book smart is not intelligence. But it failed you because you refused to live up to their expectation. So many lies were told in school, of which one of them was, when you graduate, a job will find you. But gone are the days of our forefathers. But you know, the greatest lie you should never fall for is the one that tells you, last school na scam. Peace out.